Our next two contestants are comedians, writers, and twin brothers. Their Netflix special is called Lucas Brothers on Drugs, and they have been nominated for a Writers Guild of America Award for their movie Judas and the Black Messiah, which is out now and streaming on HBO Max. Please welcome Keith and Kenny Lucas, the Lucas Brothers. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, thank you guys for having us.
All right.
Thanks for having
us. Great. Thank you. So unbelievable accomplishment. You have a new movie, Judas and the Black Messiah, and this is the true story of the murder of a Black Panther activist,
right.
Fred Hampton. So
right.
What was the process like when you were just pitching this film around, trying to get people interested in it?
Those early pitch meetings were brutal. I mean, and I think it's in large part because we didn't have a ton of experience going around town and pitching, so I don't think we really sold it well enough.
Our only frame of reference for pitching in Hollywood
was
Seinfeld, the pitch. That's the only evidence. We're going to do it like George and Jerry. We're going to go in there and knock them out, and they're going to give us a sitcom deal. It didn't work out that way.
And the film is getting some Oscar buzz.
Right.
So what's your approach to this? Are you the kind of people that when this day rolls around, you'll, you know, just do your own thing and then maybe wait? Or will you be glued to your computer?
No, I'm not going to be glued to my computer.
I'm going to tell myself that life's going to be all right without the Academy Award. And
Of course.
You know what, though? You should buy tuxedos anyway, just in case.
I think so, yeah.
I'm just going to get a tuxedo just to have one.
Just
to
have
one. I need time. A tuxedo.
And I think they're available and probably on sale. I'm just saying.
Yeah. There might. Yeah, I hope so.
Now's the time.
I hope so. Now's the time to get a tuxedo.
Yeah, I get a couple.
You
never can have enough. One's dirty, and you got to wear another one the next night.
How many tuxedos are too many? You know what I mean? Like,
Excellent question.
I don't think you can ever have too many tuxedos. I think.
That's fair.
I can't think of a number of tuxedos that's too high.
How many tuxedos do you think Frank Sinatra had?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot, right?
Exactly.
Right? Couldn't even count. So
I would love to fact check that. If we find out that it's one. And just, who
rented,
would ever
he rented,
know?
He rented every time. It's real dumb.
All right. So we have a couple fun games for you. Would you care to dive into some escapism and play some trivia games?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. The time is now.
Okay. So this is a version of one of our favorite games, which is called This, That, or the Other. We're going to give you a name or term, and you just have to tell us which of three categories it belongs to. Jonathan Colton, what are today's categories?
Today's categories are aliases of real-life computer hackers, types of mushrooms, or titles of anime series.
Oh, God.
Okay. Keith, the first one is for you. Psychedelic warlord. Is that a hacker, a mushroom, or anime?
Jeez. It could be either of the three. I'm going to go with anime.
Mm.
Excellent guess, but I'm sorry, that is incorrect. it is actually a hacker. It's this not only any hacker, it's the pseudonym used by Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, he was in a hacker group that was called the Cult of the Dead Cow.
Nice.
Beto, I mean, that guy was in a band. He was in a hacker group.
He's led an eccentric life. He's a weird fellow.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, this is for you.
I'm ready.
Destroying Angel, hacker, mushroom, or anime?
Okay. I'm going to go with mushroom.
Yeah, you're right. It is a mushroom.
There we go.
Yeah, well done. It's actually one of the world's most poisonous mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
Has a sort of wing-like shape, which is how it gets its name.
Keith, black clover.
I'm gonna go with anime.
Yes, you are correct.
I did it.
Yes,
it's a fantasy series about two friends, one with untold magical powers, and one without any at all.
That sounds like a tough friendship right there. Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man.
The imbalance. Can't go to the club with that dude.
All right, Kenny, here's one for you.
Okay.
Susie Thunder.
Ooh, hacker.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's the alias of Susan Headley, a hacker who worked with a group called the Cyberpunks in the 70s and 80s.
So you use a first name and a hacker name?
Yeah, I know. It's
it was the 70s. People were like, I was a hacker.
Let it all hang out, man.
That is crazy.
Yeah, actually, being a cyberpunk in the 70s, what are you breaking into calculators?
You're hacking into the computer.
Okay, you did great. Who won?
Yes.
All of us.
All of us. We're all winners.
Yeah.
We're all winners.